Here at the BASF Ag Media Summit, we're doing our interviews now, and with me is Harold Lauke, president of the BASF Competence Center for Biological and Effective Systems Research. What is that?
Well, it's actually one of four technology platforms of BASF research, and that includes agrochemical research as the biggest portion. We have wide biotechnology, we have the toxicology, therefore that's a link to biology in the title, and the other things are we have a division about organic electronics, formulation, mathematics, and so on. So it's a broad range of technology platforms of BASF.
When we think about BASF, those of us in the ag industry, we just think about your crop protection segment, and we don't really think about all of the other industries that BASF is involved in. There are quite a few.
Absolutely, quite a few. I mean, with regard to research and spending of research, agrochemical is certainly the biggest part. Mm-hmm. So the crop protection accounts for about 26% of our R&D expenditures. You can add 11%, which go into green biotechnology. But BASF, of course, we are the largest chemical company, number one chemical company, and we have one of the broadest portfolio going all the way down from oil and gas to agrochemicals and spanning chemicals, plastics, functional solutions, and so on. So we are pretty broad. We have more than 10,000 people in research, and they cover all interesting industries and covering in particular future challenges, which hopefully where we can contribute to solving major challenges in the future and also helping BASF to further grow and defend this number one position.
Now, you talked about BASF Verbund.
Verbund, it is a German word, but it had found its way into the English literature by now, and it reflects a little bit BASF strategy. It stands for connection. It's if you think of big chemical sites which are heavily integrated along the whole value chain. So we say we make a product in one plant that may have a side product, which then is a raw material for the next plant. So it's a very interconnected way. It started thinking in production. It's very efficient, cost efficient, it's energy efficient. You have few logistic costs because one plant is next to the other. But you can then think further this Verbund. It's like an R&D Verbund, so an interconnection, internal and external networks of BASF globally. And that you can describe that a little bit as our philosophy. Critical mass, synergies, global reach, and interconnectivity.
Now, at this event, with BASF being involved in so many different areas, how do you like being able to get down here and meet with all the different agricultural journalists, the media here in the different areas? How have you liked being able to meet with the folks here?
There are many positive aspects. Number one, I did the R&D work for my PhD close by at the Northwestern University in 1984-85. That's for one. The second, I was in my career in BASF, which spans 26 years. I was mostly in business, but mostly in plastics business. I took over responsibility for this research division after 19 years in business, and in particular the agro business is or has been at that time pretty new to me. Not so much the chemistry, but more the market. I knew it a little bit from my Asian times when Nevin McDoodle, for example, reported to me. But anyway, it is a new world for me, and I enjoy just being here and getting to know the farmers, their needs, their desires, because it's so completely different from the industries I know, which is automotive, construction, building construction, and so on. So it's really exciting.
Well, another thing that you talked about, one of your slides, you showed a concept car, yes, and that you worked on in BASF. Tell us about that.
Well, that actually is a concept car which BASF has developed together with Daimler, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit coming up with breakthrough technologies, imagining how could be a smart car look in the future, very energy efficient, maybe driven by lithium-ion batteries whatsoever. And we wanted to make a showcase what BASF as a chemical company can contribute to this whole car. And it's maybe something where people underestimate what chemistry or what a company like BASF can do. You would assume, they make product, they make agrochemicals, they make plastics, but that we think in solution, that we make complete products together with customers. You need a very close interaction. That's something what we really wanted to demonstrate in that way, how we approach markets.
Well, very interesting. It was a really very nice presentation, and good to see the overall view of BASF here at the Ag Media Summit. For BASF, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.